Noel, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good. I wanted to get the latest information. It's always of great concern when there's a bank robbery, and there was one yesterday at a Lansing area PNC Bank. What do you know?
Well, yeah, it happened about 10 minutes before 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon in the 6300 block of South Cedar, as you mentioned, PNC Bank. The suspect entered and immediately started shouting demands, and not only to the employees there, but there was, less than about five customers there to lay on the ground. He was pretty brazen about it, too, Tony. He had a handgun in his hand and his right hand. I don't know if you were able to see the picture that was in the paper, and we put out to the news, TV news, just last night. Holding the gun in his right hand, looks like he had some black gloves on, pointed it at a teller, approached the teller, and demanded money. He was the teller did the right thing, and gave him an undisclosed amount of money. Looked like he dropped some money, Tony, on the floor, and when he went to pick it up, it appears that the gun went off. And so there was one round. No one was hurt. Fortunately, no one was hurt. He then left the bank, and they weren't sure if he got into a vehicle or not. Our canine track didn't go very far, so the possibility of him getting into a vehicle is high.
So he had a weapon. He dropped it. It discharged. Did he pick it back up when he left?
Yes. And I don't know if he dropped the weapon. He dropped money.
Oh, okay.
And when he was going to pick up the money, who knows? I mean, it could have been intentional. It could have been accidental. But the fact of the matter is he went in there with a gun. It was operable, and it went off.
The bank is at 6336 South Cedar in Lansing, right down the road from here, a PNC branch bank. And looking at that photo, Noel, it's chilling to see a man without a mask, but just holding a weapon up like that and aiming it at people.
Yeah, and actually, he was not only aiming it at people, but as he came into the bank, there was a couple customers there that he actually shoved to get down on the ground. Apparently, they weren't on the floor. They weren't getting down on the floor fast enough for him. So, like I said, pretty brazen. The bank was good to get us these pictures right away. I got the pictures out to the media within, I'd say, within an hour before I even got back to the station. They were already waiting for me, so we got them out there. What's unique about the picture, unfortunately, there's no facial characteristics, but, you know, those pants and the clothing he has, so we're hoping somebody says, you know, I just saw that guy, and I saw him here. And it brings me to this. A tip is a tip. And, it's not only a name. Ideally, we'd love for somebody to take a look at that picture and say, I think I know this person by name. But even if it's just I saw him, you know, at this store 2 hours before this, you know, that's something that we can get a start on as far as a lead, and we can investigate from there.
Can that picture be found at the LPD website, or should they just go to a media source, the Lansing State Journal, Channel 10, Channel 53, or Channel 6?
Yep, Channel 10, Channel 6. I think Channel 10 has it on their website. State Journal has it on their website right now. He's wearing a blue hoodie, sweatshirt, dark blue or light blue shirt underneath that, and the warm-up pants are kind of unique. They've got black, they're black and red, and between both colors is like a white stripe. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very distinct. Do we know how much money he took?
Well, it's an undisclosed amount of money. Mm-hmm. We have an idea. We never release that information. And that's to maintain the integrity of the investigation, find out who's a good witness and such. But, he took some money. And, I'll tell you, I was there at the scene, and there was a lot of witnesses to interview, not only the workers, but some customers as well. And it was a pretty traumatic incident for all those people involved, of course.
Was any evidence, was the bullet recovered, and do you have any leads into this guy?
Well, I talked to the detective sergeant earlier this morning, and it doesn't appear to be any solid leads yet. But they still need to check the phone lines, and they've checked a few of them. There's three ways you can call if you have information on this. you can contact Detective Mark Lewandowski at his desk, and let me pull that number up here for you in a minute. That's 483-6859, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP. That's 483-7867. And then, Tony, we also have that anonymous text message that you can also send at 847-411. Begin your message with LPD 517 and then space and then leave your message. So those are three ways you can get information to us. Two ways being anonymous and one by calling the detective right at his desk.
All right, before we let you go, Noel, anything else you new and newsy you want to talk about?
Well, it's cold, isn't it, Tony? I guess that's news. But, you know, this another branch of the PNC Bank was hit on January 25th, and I did talk to the detective sergeant. This one was at West Mount Hope Branch, 1700 block, and it doesn't appear at this time anyway. It could always change that it would be the, they don't believe it's the same suspect, but in that one, a gun was shown, but no shots were fired.
When bank robbery investigations occur, do you bring in the FBI?
Absolutely. And it's almost, we don't even request them. They hear about it, and they join us. And that's that strong partnership we have with them. I spoke to the agents that were there at the bank yesterday, and it's just a matter of showing up and working together. And it truly is a partnership. But, you know, the reason for that is we always like that option of going federal if we have to.
Did you have any incidents or challenges during the snowstorm? Anybody get hurt?
This last one?
Yes.
You know, as far as I know, I had Dispatch Center pull up the stats yesterday, and it looked like some fender benders, no serious injury accidents, and a whole lot of people that were stuck.
Noel Garcia with the Lansing Police Department, thanks so much.
Hey, Tony, thanks for having me on the show.